Welcome to Art Bell Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 1st, 2002.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be in all 24 time zones covered by this program called Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. It's great to be here. It is still the 1st of April here, and oh my God, did Keith get me? He got me too, folks. Listen, first I'd like to welcome a brand new affiliate, KKXL, in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Welcome to this strange program, 1440 on the dial in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Let's say hello to the GM, Jim Hoberg, and the PD, Brian Rivers. Great to have KKXL on board. It is a very long, distinguished, rotten tradition we have of doing these April 1st things. And this year I had no idea what Keith was going to do. And it was sort of an array of things. But the one that got me, of course, was the blue screen Odette. When you bring up my website, artbell.com, I was at an XP computer that I had recently put XP in earlier in the day, and I went to the website, and blue screen of death came up, and I went, damn, you know, I thought I was away from this. I may not be anyway. And there it was, and like everybody else, you know, I didn't read. I didn't even, like a dummy, notice, gee, new font, you know. I just noticed blue screen of death, and I rebooted my computer. Well, Keith did that, along with several. Then there was another one that actually got me, too. Because somehow he managed to make the web page jiggle every now and then, but it only does it after you've been on there for a while. So, God, look at my monitor. What the hell's going on? Screen is jiggling. He had an array of guests in there and guest hosts that, and then he had black mold in my house and had me living gone for the week and living out in my motorhome. And oh man, but the one that got me. The blue screen of death. And listen to this. Here's a letter. Dear Mr. Bell and Mr. Roland, I realize now, prior to reformatting my hard drive and back in the comfort of my home, that I've been truly had. Mr. Bell, I work as in a high school with roughly 200 computers in it. Guess how many I went through before I gave up trying to figure out the blue screen fatal exception error. Take another guess to where I have my internet homepage set. In each case, of course, I was brashly greeted by what I had begun to believe was the product of a disgruntled Microsoft programmer, and the problem lay much deeper. I am indeed grateful that my school is not in session, Mr. Bell. All are still away for the Easter holiday. I would have raised the proverbial red flag to full mast and would have been laughing stock of nearly 1,000 students and faculty. In conclusion, thank you for giving me something to do today. This will look exemplary on my April Fool's Day work journal. Dave in Erie, Pennsylvania. I had no idea it was coming. It got me too, folks. It shows how we read, doesn't it? Coming up in a moment, Linda Moulton Howe.